Hello! Welcome to my very own radio demo show. And when I say my very own, well, I mean just that. I haven't got a producer sat through me window twiddling knobs and feeding me lines of cocaine. Although, don't get me wrong, I mean, I do have a window here at me flat looking out onto the street. And actually, when I look through it, I can see Michelle Collins's house. You know Michelle Collins, that bird from EastEnders. Although, the weird thing is, I've lived here for a year and I've never once seen Michelle Collins. Unless she's turned into a Labrador. But I'll tell you what though, she must have done alright from EastEnders. Because even now, looking out through my window, I can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 black kids all playing in a garden. Anyway, right, something else that I haven't got with this being my very own radio demo is I haven't got anybody sat next to me, always laughing and agreeing with everything I say. You know, like when these presenters bring in the mates to sort of egg them on. So what I thought I would do, I thought I would pre-record my voice laughing and agreeing with myself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, but do you?
Yeah.
And I've also got one of these.
Oh, you're mental, you.
And one of these.
I don't know, Ross.
Now, I have to be honest, there might be a couple of slightly suspect moments in this, my first demo show, because...
Yeah.
Well, I have been spending a little bit too much time on my own recently.
Oh, you're mental, you.
Well, when I say on my own, that's not strictly true, because while I've been spending too much time on my own, I've also been having a problem with flies. Now, the two don't really go that well together, being on your own, surrounded by flies, and especially if you're spending too much time on your own, naked.
Oh, you're mental.
I don't mean naked in a weird way, like for pleasure, spying on Labradors, but it's been ever so hot, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So I've been sat here spending too much time on my own, in me pants, and I've got these flies, all kinds of different types, trying to stick the proboscis in me ear.
Yeah.
And they usually let themselves in right at about 2 o'clock, and there's 9 of them, the little bastards, that ping off each other in the middle of my room, just under my main light.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? The main light? You know the one, the brightest one in the centre of your ceiling.
I don't know, Ross.
The one that my mum used to only turn on if ever I was being sick in the middle of the night.
I don't know, Ross.
Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah, covered in flies. I've tried everything to get rid of these flies. I've tried bug zappers that cost £1.99 from Netto's. I've tried rolled-up newspapers. Although, to be honest with you, I find that a rolled-up magazine, right, is best, and preferably the Sunday supplement from the News of the World. I don't want to sound intellectual or anything, but I only buy the News of the World so that me and my mum can do the crossword together over the phone on a Sunday night. Texas forever. We're actually still stuck on issue 139 at the moment. You know the one with George Lamb and his dad on the front. I've got it here, actually. Let's have a look. Right, oh, hang on. Actually, let me just get my keyboard. I once had a drink with Larry Lamb in Primrose Hill. He really was a lovely man. He even drove me home. How brill! But then one day, a jogger pushed me into a wall. I was all small on a narrow path, and he was so big and tall. I shouted, "Oi, thanks a lot!" And the bully turned to give me a slap. And lo and behold, it was Larry Lamb, wearing glasses and a cap. Rossy smiled, taken aback. "Walk with me and have a chat." We walked together, had a great time, but I couldn't help but think, what an ignorant twat. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yes, yes, the crossword. There's a squashed fly on here. Right, me and my mum stuck on this. One across. I like savoury cake. 7 letters. Russell Brand? No. That's not my answer. I've just seen him here in the magazine. In fact, hang on, where's my keyboard? Let me just... Russell doesn't like me even though I fed his cat. I think it might be because I took his ex back to my flat. I didn't stand a chance. She'd had Mr. Brand. But this did not stop me from trying to put her booby into my hand. Right, back to the crossword. The clue that me and my mum are stuck on. Let's have a look. One across. I like savoury cake. 7 letters. I don't know whether you can hear the dog that's howling in the flat below me, but I've never wanted to hurt an animal in my life, but the other morning I could hear it howling, right? It's howling, howling away, and it's the campest dog in the world. It's a tiny little mongrel boxer thing, right? I can't be 100% sure, but I think his mum and dad are both homosexual men, right? I was trying to play my guitar the other day, and all I could do was close my eyes and imagine me taking a string off my guitar and sneaking into that flat below me and wrapping that guitar string around that little boxer dog's head and ripping its head off. And I thought I'd have to wear black leather gloves, though, otherwise the guitar string would probably cut my fingers. I like savoury cake. Seven letters. Right, come on, let's think about this logically. So they want to savour the cake. So it must be a nice cake. They don't want to eat it straight away, they want to savour the cake. I like savoury cake.
I don't know, Ross.
Oh, light savoury cake. It's a fairy fucking bun. I read it wrong, didn't I?
Yeah.
Anyway, my mum will tell me off if she knows I've been doing it without her. So I'm just going to leave out the magazine now for when my friend the fly comes back. One important factor when doing a radio demo, right, is to play music. And I thought it would be a good idea, right, to play music from my own personal library. And I've counted all my CDs, right? I've got 98. So that's enough to be getting on with, isn't it? It's enough songs. Hello, listeners. Or do you mind if I call you Willis? Fast approaching 2:45, the M25 is positively chock-a-block with cars, and it's hot enough to walk around in your pants, if you're indoors, which I am, so that's okay. Now, did you notice what I did there, right, with the song I played just then? I faded the song in, and then I faded the song out, right, because that's what you do with a radio demo. You don't play the entire song because you've not got time to sit and listen to it, being a very important, busy radio executive. So with this being my demo show, I just played you a little snippet. Now listen, in fact, just think how much time we'd all save, right, if DJs used this method all the time. If I'd have played that entire song, you'd still be sat here now listening to it, and you'd only be at the first verse, wasting valuable time. The hours I've lost listening to all those bloody songs on the radio when I could be doing something better with my time. Only yesterday, I missed the 134 bus because of Billy Joel's sad song They Say So Much. So I think in future, I'm just going to fade him in and out all the time.
Rossley's Radio Demo.
So we had a bit of Aerosmith before. Now, I had intended to play you a track by the Cocteau Twins that I had played at a friend's funeral a couple of months back. But I can't play you that particular track, right, because I had it stolen from me 5 weeks ago. And not just the track, the entire album. And I know what you're thinking. What kind of mad cow would steal someone so lovely as a Cocteau twin? Well, I'll tell you who, right? A mad cow, that's who. And I can actually call her that, right? Because she's now been certified and sectioned in a mental hospital. Can you hear that fucking dog? My ex next door neighbour, who I think was French, but did look more Chinese. And I say next door to me, she actually lived through me wall, if you know what I mean. I'm flat 4 and she was flat 3, but we're in the same house, if you get me drift. Anyway, she just walked into my room one night while I was sat checking out the latest Alice Cooper news on the sick board. Luckily I had my pants on because of the fly and his proboscis. And she just started crying and gurning. So I was like, oh, you all right? What I wanted to say actually was, I have a knife. Anyway, from what I could grasp, because she didn't speak very good English, and I do apologise if I keep popping. And can I just say, first of all, I do apologise if I appear to pop. That's funny, isn't it?
Oh, you're mental.
She didn't speak very good English, right? And this was her last night in this flat because her boyfriend had left her and taken all the furniture, right? And she wanted to borrow some music. And with me being a friendly neighbour, I lent her the Cocteau Twins CD and a CD player so that she could listen to it, and some hot chocolate and the very last of me milk. And I was quite angry and a bit upset, actually, about giving her me milk, because I'd explained that the hot chocolate that I gave her didn't need milk. You just added hot water, but she was having none of it. Crazy cow.
Yeah.
Anyway, right, I helped her back into her room, and she was all crying, and her room was completely empty apart from a camcorder in the middle of the floor. And lo and behold, after that night, I never saw her again. I just got this call saying that she'd been certified. I suppose at least she has got the Cocteau Twins to listen to her in a ward, which is probably very calming for her. But I never got my milk back.
For more true life stories, songs and fables about Ross Lee's failed showbiz career and all sorts of other wondrous crazy audio edibles, commission this and keep Ross out of trouble and off the streets and in his flat where he belongs with all the fucking flies.